Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
The family of a woman who died at a hospital, not from an outside injury, but allegedly from injuries after she was attacked by another patient, is now suing that hospital, saying A, they want to know why the alleged attacker wasn't kept away from their loved one, and B, why weren't they reportedly told about it until her condition deteriorated? News man Mac Rosenberg on the story today.
Cynthia Vann's family thinks her death was preventable, but they say Lincoln Hospital did nothing to prevent it. Brother Melvin Vann says the hospital's negligence began the night she was beaten.
To have somebody just beat on you in the middle of the night and there's no nurses around, no doctors around, where's the staff that's supposed to be making their rounds?
And after the attack, says family attorney John Eleftrakis,
there was a cover-up here. So there was not information provided to the family. Information has not been forthcoming.
Vann's death was ruled a homicide. The roommate is charged with manslaughter. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
NYC Health Plus issued a statement basically saying the hospital is committed to the safety of its patients, staff, as well as visitors. We'll continue watching developments in this one, folks, and we'll keep you posted. Meantime, a Brooklyn super is dead following a fight with an alleged package thief. Police believe the 41-year-old confronted someone trying to steal packages from the lobby of the Ocean Avenue apartment building over in Flatbush yesterday morning. As the super tried to detain the man for police, police say the suspect repeatedly hit him in the head with a cell phone before fleeing. The victim collapsed and was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead from head trauma. Police questioning a man in connection to the incident. So far, though, they have not made any arrests. The city spending an additional $163 million to expand foster care services. Mayor Adams says part of that money will go towards the College Choice Program, which now has more than 500 kids enrolled.
Help them in school, get them housing, pay their tuition, their rent, and giving them a stipend. That's some good stuff, man. That's some good stuff.
The Fair Futures program, which provides tutoring and life skills, will also grow from 4,000 to 6,000 kids. Mayor Adams added that the programs help keep kids out of trouble and out of jail. This next one cracks me up. A time capsule that was opened today. Kids are going, oh my goodness, a cell phone that doesn't text? Ha 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 ha. That was just one of the surprises kids at West Babylon Junior High School found when they unearthed a time capsule from 1995 AD, you know, prehistoric days.
Most of the students did not know the show Friends that was super popular back in 1995.
We were on a break!
But how about the items that were in the time capsule? Let's start with a pager.
You could text people with it.
How about the Pogs game?
Not really. They look like stickers.
And an old, large cell phone, the one with the antenna that goes up and down.
It looks like a walkie-talkie.
This school year, another time capsule will be buried to be opened in 2050. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at West Babylon Junior High School.
While you lie and laughing, I still have my phone that has the antenna. Don't even worry about it. An illegal sports betting ring with alleged ties to the mob has been broken up in New Jersey. State Attorney General Matthew Plotkin says 14 people, including the alleged ringleader, Joseph Little Joe Perna, now face several charges.
This was truly a family affair. Perna is charged, along with his sons, his stepson, nephews, and others, with racketeering, conspiracy, gambling offenses, and money laundering. Even Perna's wife and ex-wife are charged independently as part of this racketeering scheme.
Well, Little Joe and other student athletes have also been charged. Plotkin says Perna ran the illegal sports book since 2022 and made about $2 million worth of gambling transactions. Also today, the other Cleveland Guardians pitcher accused of fixing pitches for gambling purposes is in Brooklyn federal court to face charges. Emmanuel Clase returned to the U.S. from the Dominican Republic this morning, arrested at JFK. His Guardians teammate, Luis Ortiz, you'll recall, was also implicated in the alleged scheme. He pleaded not guilty yesterday. A barn on Long Island went up in flames last night, killing several animals at the historic Wells Farm over in Riverhead. Fire officials say the blaze broke out just before 5 o'clock at the front of the barn. Responding firefighters cut open doors and rescued many of the pigs and chickens trapped inside, but some didn't make it out or later died. Many animals suffered burns, smoke inhalation, and cuts. One firefighter even gave oxygen to help a pig that had stopped breathing. Two residents on the farm and a police officer were taken to the hospital for minor injuries. That barn was destroyed in the fire, which took about 2 hours to get it out. The cause still under investigation, but officials say it does not appear to be suspicious. The farm, best known for its asparagus, sits on 300 acres and has been owned by the Wells family for 12 generations. Several of New York's finest helped rescue a girl who jumped into the freezing East River earlier this week.
They raced to the East River after a 911 caller said a teenager was jumping in. Officer Shaibal Amin said she was standing on the rocks.
When we approaching her, she just jumped in the water.
Officer Wilmer Guerrero did not hesitate, removed his gun belt, vest, jacket, and jumped in.
The water was definitely very frigid, but nothing else mattered but just getting her out the water.
Officer Ankit Gupta on the radio.
Yeah, it's not to be advised. I'm with Scott. We're taking her out of the water now.
No. Okay, so forth.
They pulled her to safety as the ambulance arrived to give her immediate medical aid. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And rent in the city nearing record levels. Alert the news media, right? Bloomberg reports average Manhattan rent prices ticked up last month to $4,600, a more than 7% rise from last year and the third highest on record. Luxury rentals surged even more, median prices hitting nearly $12,000, up 20% from last year.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.